This is Twit.
I'm eager to hear your opinion about the kerfuffle unto Führer about Amazon and
Sidewalk.
Tell everyone where you are. Is it technopanic or isn't it?
I'm never going to say the words technopanic. It's just, it's not. But they are upset about this for all the wrong reasons. I will give you three reasons you can be upset when it's time to talk about this. If we want to talk about it
now. Now let's do it now. I was a little upset because Dan Gooden, who is a very good security guy in Ars Technica, I think got it wrong. And it's kind of spread a little bit of FUD about it. He says, this is the headline. Amazon devices will soon automatically share your internet with neighbors. Amazon's experimental wireless mesh networking turns users into guinea pigs.
Jeez.
And, you know, and his only complaint is, well, other wireless technologies have had security flaws. This might, too. That's not good enough, Mr. Gooden.
Here are the three reasons you should opt out. In my humble opinion.
You should opt out.
No. I think you should, well.
If you wish to.
Okay.
If you wish to opt out. But you're not recommending. Let's be clear. You're not recommending people opt out. Okay, good.
I don't think you should opt out. But here's how you should be thinking about this. You should not be worried about the security things, especially if you're not worried about the security of Wi-Fi. Basically, his argument is like, hey, people break into wireless protocols all the time. And they do. He's right.
Yeah, so stop using Wi-Fi.
Right.
Yeah, is that what he's advocating? No.
Yeah, I mean, web flaws. I mean,
he's saying wireless technologies like Wi-Fi and Bluetooth have a history of being insecure. Okay, so we'll stop using Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. Is that what you're saying? Well, and furthermore, Amazon's taken great pains, I think, to avoid these problems.
They have done a good job on the security protocols. Here's why you should, if you want to opt out, here are some good reasons that you might want to opt out. One, you're in a rural network that charges you per megabyte or per gigabyte.
If you're on metered
service,
that would be bad.
Yeah, because this is going to, Amazon says that it will use up to 500 megabytes per month. So that's half a gig.
I suspect it won't be anywhere close to that.
I don't think it will. But
it's 80 kilobits. I mean, it's very slow. It's dial-up modem speed.
But if you're worried about that and that's a big issue for you, then that would be a good reason to opt out.
That's a reason. If you're metered, that's a good reason.
There's an if-then clause then. If worried, then. Yes.
Yeah. Two, if you are like, you know what? I think it's pretty dickish of Amazon to opt me into something, and I have real issues about that.
Yes.
Then, you know, if you want to make a point of like, say, in all the other services that force you to opt in and you stop using them and all that, you're, you know, that's a big issue, then yes. Three, you think, hey, you are asking to share my network, Amazon. You're going to benefit from this. Why aren't you paying me something? You are Amazon. And I actually think Amazon should be saying, hey, we'll give you a digital download if you opt into this. I actually think could have done that.
Similar to like...
Yeah, Helium's got it's got an incentive for you to join, right? I don't think they have to do like a whole token network. That's crazy talk. But basically saying, hey, we have the resources. We want. We see the benefit.
We want to thank you
really
for.
Yeah,
being
if you
nice
see
the
benefit of having this big ad hoc distributed network that everyone can use as Amazon, then Jesus, give people a discount on something.
Let me play Amazon here. We'll do a little role playing.
Sure.
So, because I think I understand why what they're doing is. First of all, I'll be Mr. Amazon. But not as rich.
Where's your monocle?
We're not doing this for us. We're doing this for the community. Everybody can benefit from this. For instance, Tile is going to use this. I imagine others will use it for lost dogs or lost parents or lost children. There will be lots of ways you can use this. And in fact, we're not really using this for anything that we don't really need it. For instance, we already know where our trucks are. They're loaded with GPS. We already know where your packages are. We scan them every step of the way. So it's not a benefit to us. We're doing this because it's a good thing. It's creating a new low-speed mesh network in places where there's no connectivity at all, and there's lots of uses. So, you know, maybe we'll benefit down the road, but we're not going to give you something because It's not for us. You're doing this. You're doing this for your community.
Now laugh like Jeff Bezos.
And then number two, the reason we, admittedly, as Dan Gooden says, it's kind of a dick move to make it opt out. But if we made it opt in, nobody would turn it on.
Right. That's why you've got to incentivize people. So I feel like if Amazon could benefit from this. They will eventually provide devices that work on this network. They could eventually use it for.
But others could too, right?
Yes. Other people can use it. They've already put up the code. You can actually build a sidewalk compatible device today.
You don't have to license it from them or anything like that.
No. And I have talked to people who are building sidewalk compatible. They're actually really excited about this network.
Right. You had a fourth, Stacey. But, I want you to forget you had a fourth.
Okay, we'll get there. Hold on. Okay. But let me finish this point. So,
Sorry about that.
Amazon could benefit from it, but if you really believe in the power of IoT and you want to make the pie bigger for others, and Amazon historically has done this. They've actually invested in things that were a little dicey. Convincing someone, because you could kill two birds with one stone. You could say, you could get people to opt in by promising them a digital download or something that's not, I mean, a lot for Amazon.
Something tangible.
Well, or intangible, as it were. I mean, a digital download isn't even a movie. You don't get to keep it. Amazon owns the rights to that.
True.
So I'm just saying. So, I feel like put your money where your mouth is. You've got a lot of it. And this network, while today may not exactly benefit you, it is designed to benefit you. Ring devices will eventually work on this network, and it will help them expand their devices that they can
sell. But it's not fast enough to send video.
No. It's only 80 kilobits per second, but it's fast enough to send. Yeah, like turn on the light.
Right.
Think. Here is your dog GPS. Think. Here is your soil temperature is 80 degrees. Think.
Phoenix Warp in our chat room is saying people aren't yelling at Elon Musk for creating Starlink. This is kind of like that without blocking a view of the sky and charging $99 a month. I think it's a great public benefit.
This is a standard. Yeah.
Well, and look at, let's talk about Apple's AirTags, where they're creating a Bluetooth network on the backs of your cell phone data. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with creating the AirTags network, but, you know, anytime you're sending location and pinging someone about where you saw a tag, you're actually using your data plan, your cellular data plan on your Apple phone. I mean,
most important to make sure the consumers are educated in all of this and understand what the potential risks are, just like they are with regular Wi-Fi and Bluetooth.
That's appropriate.
They're not going to read any.
But don't spread the don't do the link baity thing. Saying, "Oh my God, Amazon's you've got to run over to all your Amazon devices and turn this off immediately." Because I don't think that's fair.
Frustrated by that.
Yeah, I am
it's too. Not fair, and I also. And I get this. People who don't trust Amazon, the reactions I've been getting when I'm like, hey, I don't actually think you should turn it off. And I get a lot of vitriol. And it's not rational. It's very much hatred of Amazon. And it's the Amazon should never benefit from anything I do because they're an evil company. Oh, and that's the last point. If you think Amazon is a fundamentally evil company and you want nothing to do with them, but I would also argue, because a lot of people are like, I'm turning it off because they're evil.
Then you shouldn't own any Amazon
device. Yeah.
Right. So I feel like.
So if I may, I just headlines, so just the top three headlines on Amazon. You search for Amazon News. The Guardian, Amazon US customers have 1 week to opt out of mass wireless sharing. PC Mag. What is Amazon Sidewalk and how do you disable it? KHOU. Amazon will soon share your internet with others near your home. Here's how to opt out.
Yeah.
Media have taken an attitude that isn't just we're going to complain about it. We're going to make a moral judgment that you should stop it and we're going to tell you what you should turn off and not really make your own judgment. Not say, well, if you want to know more, here's what it is and make your own judgment. No, the headlines are all that kind of clickbait.
The headlines are after that. You. So I will say, if you want to turn it off, I've done this. I will tell you, here is how you do it. So listen up, y'all. If you're like, so let me, before I tell you that, let me just make the case. We are in desperate need of a low power wide area network to fill the gap between our home Wi-Fi network and something like cellular networks. Cellular networks are expensive. They use a lot of batteries, but they are awesome because they let you have data pretty much wherever there's cell coverage. The idea with Amazon Sidewalk and with LoRaWAN networks by like Senate makes one, Helium has one. The idea there is that you will have devices that just send a little bit of data just to share state or a temperature or location or anything easily and cheaply. So that's what this is. It gets you a network that provides coverage outside of your home area, and it's mesh and it's distributed. Apple's building something similar.
Phone companies, everybody.
Oh yeah, and that's the thing. You can build internet connected devices that have a different business model, because the cellular business model is way too much for like simple devices like low power trackers for your water bottle. So right now you only track high value stuff because that's all that makes sense. Or it'll also let you have a weather station, a tiny weather station at a park near me, just and share that data with everybody if I wanted to. It'd be much easier to build some sort of community air pollution network or all kinds of cool stuff, or track temperature readings for the environment.
Point. A lot of us have weather stations. I have a purple air sensor that I share back to the purple network using my Wi-Fi, probably using more bandwidth than's used by the
Wi-Fi's
sidewalk.
A battery hog, and you have to have the network.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of really cool things that could happen from having this. So, and the only way to build something like this cheaply is you can't put up cellular towers. That CapEx model doesn't work for the type of price you want to offer these. And so what Amazon's done is basically turned your Echo devices, some of your Ring devices and Eero routers into little mini cell towers and created this network. So
Stacey,
I think you should turn it on.
Yes, good. Okay, that's by the way, that's the lead, right? That's the lead. Now, if you have concerns, I'm going to explain it to you. Look, I'm a journalist, Stacey, but the lead is a recommendation. Question. So the earlier attempt to do this, tell me if I'm wrong here, was phone to an extent.
Yes, it's exactly like phone. And, you know, a lot of people actually share their Comcast. If you have a Comcast network, you probably are sharing your Wi-Fi already with the Comcast.
Good point. By the way, when you Wi-Fi say network. Phone, you're talking about F-O-N.
F-O-N.
Yes.
There was also Meraki. Both of these were attempts to create public mesh networks.
Well, and Meraki how much is a phone ever device maker.
Front page. Well, Meraki is right now, but what Meraki started doing what phone did. Same idea. Which would you buy Meraki?
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, now
they're
Cisco.
Then they pivoted to enterprise.
Yeah,
now okay.
Yeah. It did, wasn't a good
did
business.
How much coverage did phone ever get? Which is part of the point, too, about Amazon, is Amazon has a tremendous reach and it puts it to good use now. Whereas phone spent years and years and years trying to build a reach, which I don't think was ever, if you weren't in a densely populated
phone
area.
Phone is still around, believe it or not.
Still around, I know.
They have more than 23 million hotspots around the world.
Meraki was founded by MIT.
They're in Europe.
And based on RoofNet, which was a mesh network developed at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Same idea.
How many hotspots will Amazon have? If people don't opt out because we're all lazy, we don't.
What's great is this is so low bandwidth, and you know I think 500 megabytes a month is a significant amount. I bet it's a considerably smaller amount than that.
That's the max they said they will take.
It'll tap
that's
out.
That's the up to.
They'll never ask for more than that. But I do think this is a good example. I hate to admit it, Jeff, but I do think this is a good example of how this kind of general fear of technology could actually make it hard for us to have nice things.
It's media bias. Put it another way. It's a prejudice now against the internet and technology.
It's a legitimate prejudice. I will say a lot of people covering technology probably don't read the white paper about Amazon Sidewalk security efforts. They also are not... I mean, it's hard to agree with a behemoth, especially a behemoth that has behaved so badly in the past. Mm. It really is.
This is pure clickbait.
This is once bitten, twice shy. And this is actually why I don't feel bad for Amazon, but I feel frustrated with Amazon because to me, the IoT we're entering this era where you're asking so much of people and trying to provide some very real benefits, but you need a lot of information about them. And if people don't trust you, that relationship isn't going to work. And well, I think Amazon has abused that trust.
Right. I think your suggestion is so important. Is that if you were sitting in a boardroom with your one page email for Jeff, right, your one page report or whatever it is you're allowed to be able to say, whoa, let's talk about how people are going to react to us and what we're trying to do here and how we can do it better. What if we gave everybody who did this a reward, just a gimme, right? I think that's a really smart way to do it. It's not even to opt in. You're already opted in, but if you're opted in after end days, here's a reward, a thank you, because you're doing something. We're going to tell you how.
I'm going to channel the Amazon executive again. The problem with that is if we do that, there is an implication that there is a tit for tat, that we're asking something of you. And I don't want to give that impression. Truthfully, if we make it opt out, it's on by default on all Amazon devices that were sold in the last couple of years. That means pretty much, and it's got a half mile radius. That means it's going to be pretty much everywhere. 99% of people, they'll see these articles. Jeff, don't worry. It's going to go away in a couple of weeks. Nobody will even remember this. And 99% of people are going to leave it on anyway because it's too hard. So don't worry about it. No, we don't need to give anything away. In fact, the best thing we could do is to say nothing, let this blow over, because the thing is going to happen because we made it opt out.
So when we get to, but at a larger level, when we get to Google, which we will, because it is this week in Google, and I was thinking before the show, you know, similarly for the problem, Facebook was getting everybody's problems. They were the ones that got everything, they were doing everything wrong, right? Google was better, but now after the AI thing, after other things, they're seeing the weak underbelly. They're going after Google now too, and maybe for good reason. And so I wonder too, what would you advise Sundar? What would you advise Bezos? What would you advise any of these companies to start to fix this? I think that's the question that Stacey's asking. That's the right question.
I promised people I would tell them how to opt out. Can I do that for them though?
Yes. Oh, yeah. And while you're doing that, I will show Dan. Dan Gooden's article, which has the step-by-step, so you can follow along, everybody.
All you do is you go into your Madame A app, and you open More, select Settings, get into your Account Settings, select Amazon Sidewalk, and then there's a little toggle switch, Turn Amazon Sidewalk Off.
And that will do it for all your devices?
That will do it for all your devices, but every single person associated with your account. So my husband has his own Amazon account. He actually needs to go into Amazon Echo app and do it. Right.
So if you turn it off and he doesn't, it's still on?
Right. I believe so, yes. So that's what I'm saying. So there's your caveat. You got to get your whole family together. And then poof. I wish Amazon didn't do it that way, but I understand why they do.
So Ant was trying to get in before. Sorry.
Yeah, go on.
I wanted to ask the demographics of the people reading the different articles, whether it's Ars Technica or CNET or Tech Republic or whatever, because of how things are being presented in the headlines. I think back to when I used to write for Tech Republic, things were totally different on Net Property versus CNET, which, you know, where they at the time were the same people under the same umbrella, but the readers were totally different from those of CNET, because CNET side was a little bit more consumer based and the stuff on Tech Republic was a little more enterprise based. So it was a different mindset, if you will, when people were reading those articles. I thought Ars Technica was a little more so leaning towards like the nerdy, enterprisey people that already know this stuff about tech, that already know that this is an opt out and this is the ins and outs. So it surprises me to see that such a clickbaity article even went up. But are the demographics changing nowadays from the people that are reading various tech sites?
No, because it's not just tech sites. USA Today's headline, Amazon Sidewalk feature will share your internet connection. Here's
that opt
out.
But that's USA Today. USA Today is a regular person.
But that's right. So it's both. It's PC Magazine. What is Amazon Sidewalk and how do you disable it? It's universal.
It's universal.
The same thing. Now, the one person I'm going to give credit to is Dan Patterson, your good friend and mine.
My buddy, my man.
Writing for CBS. So this is a very big mainstream. And his headline is completely neutral. This is in MoneyWatch, Amazon devices to start sharing connections with neighbors. And he, I think, does a fairly good job of talking about the pros and cons. He does mistakenly say Amazon did not provide security details. That's not true.
No, they did.
They provide, in fact, Steve Gibson has twice now reviewed that white paper, once in December and just yesterday. And in both cases, Steve says he was impressed with the attention that they gave to this. Even if, for instance, the key password keys are broken, as has happened both Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, the data itself is properly encrypted. So it would be a fairly big challenge for somebody, and encrypted and anonymized. There is no information in that data about you at all, not where it's originating from, not where who you are, not whose account it is or anything. So even if it is cracked, there is very little harm that can occur.
Yeah, there's still some work to be done to try to crack it.
Yes.
And I was just talking to the CTO of Level Lock. He's actually my guest this week on the podcast. And we talk a little bit because Level is actually participating in Sidewalk. They announced it with Tile. And he was excited about this opportunity.
Well,
he's like, this allows us. He's like, for him, it lets them put Bluetooth and Zigbee in a lock, but they don't have to worry about Wi-Fi. And what happens is if you are out of Bluetooth range, you could piggyback on this network to communicate back to your Bluetooth lock, which means you have a lock on your door without a huge battery and using like battery sucking Wi-Fi. And I asked him about security because he's a lock maker. He's like, you know, Amazon historically has done things like ask their partners for data. This network doesn't do any of that. He is comfortable sharing, using it because it's not sharing state data about the lock. Too. Yeah, I was just going to say developers, so at least some want to use it because they've evaluated it and they're like, yeah, this actually offers something for us.